49. Killian. It was a wild gallop back through the mountains, but Killian was only half aware of the Anuk pursuing him, his mind all for Lydia. She was in danger. He knew it. And thanks to Rias' meddling, he was on the wrong side of the kingdom to help Lydia. "Please keep her safe," he prayed to the Six. "I don't care what you do to me, just don't let her be harmed." It was only as he, Sonia, and Finn galloped out the eastern end of the canyon that the pool of dread in his guts abated. Yet as it did, the void it left behind filled with a new fear. What if his mark wasn't telling him Lydia was safe? What if her life was no longer in danger because she'd lost it? What if she's dead? "Ride hard to camp," he shouted at Sonia. "Tell them to ready for an imminent attack from the Anuk and tell them why it's coming."
"Where are you going?"
"To Rotan." Digging his heels into Seahawk's sides, he drove the exhausted horse in the direction of the Rowanist stronghold.
"Rhea!"
Servants leapt out of his way as he stormed through the palace, hunting for the Lady of House Rowanus, and answers.
"Where is she?"
he demanded, catching hold of the arm of one of the Rowanus guards.
"Where is Rhea?"
"Abed, my lord,"
the man stuttered.
"Take me to her."
"But
now,"
he shouted the word in the man's face, not caring that the guard wasn't the source of his wrath. It was because of Rhea that he wasn't in Mudare, which meant anything that had happened to Lydia would be on her hands. The guard led him through the palace, stopping beside a door.
"Her chambers, my lord,"
he blurted out, then bolted. Killian twisted the handle, finding it locked. But rather than demanding she open the door, he stepped back a few paces and then threw his weight against it. Wood splintered, and it exploded inward, slamming against the wall as a scream of surprise filled the air. As his eyes adjusted to the dimness, they latched on Rhea sitting upright in her bed, silken bedsheets clutched to her chest.
"What is the meaning of this?"
she shrieked at him. He was across the room in four strides, his finger leveled at her.
"Do you have any idea what you've done?"
"Nothing that deserves such abuse from you, my lord," she retorted. "So I'd ask that you remove yourself from my chambers and work on formulating an apology."
"You deserve this and worse, Rhea."
His vision was tinged with red.
"You lied to me. Told me that the Anuk were taking advantage of the war with Darren to attack Rowanist lands. But that wasn't it at all. You provoked them by sending your men to attack their villages in my name. To slaughter children in my name."
He screamed the words, because the alternative was to tear the room apart. She stared silently at him, then lifted a shoulder.
"We've always raided one another. It is nothing new or of note."
"Of note?"
He stared at her, feeling a tremor run through him.
"You've started a goddamned war when Mudamor can least afford it, Rhea. People are going to die because of your actions."
"I've started a war?"
One of her eyebrows rose.
"More like you've started a war, Killian.
Everyone knows that you've met the Anuk raiders with unprecedented violence.
That you've shown them none of the mercy my men cautioned you to use."
"Because I thought—"
She interrupted him with a sharp laugh.
"Protest all you like. As far as anyone knows, the only element in Mudamora's relationship with Anukastri that has changed is you."
"Bullshit. And when the king hears that you risked his gold and his people—"
He trailed off, watching the smile rise to her lips.
"He's behind this."
Rhea clapped her hands together.
"Very good. He sent instructions ahead that I was to do whatever it took to keep you in Rotan. And that if I could discredit you in some capacity, so much the better."
"Why?"
Killian felt sick to his stomach.
"Isn't it obvious? You sided with Malahai against him. made him look the fool at Alder's Ford. And he already hated you. Hated all of your kind.
My kind?
The marked. Rising, she drew on a dressing gown. My uncle is a man who craves power and control. And if you think that he doesn't resent the marked for being raised above him by the six, then you are truly an idiot. Why do you think he's worked so tirelessly to reduce you all to little more than slaves to the kingdom?
Belting the gown with steady fingers, she added.
Most of the marked submitted, but not you. Except with your victory over Rufina's armies at the ford, he knew he'd lose the favor of the people if he executed you for your treason. Better to wait until you fell from grace. Again. As to why I agreed to help him, well... She shrugged. With Malahide dead, my uncle is in need of an heir.
Gods help him. But Malahide had been right about her father. Right to see that he was as true a threat to Mutamora as Rufina and her armies. Right to have done whatever it took to see him removed from power. And instead of standing by Malahide's side, as he'd sworn to do, Killian had abandoned her. But if you hadn't gone after Lydia, she'd be the one dead. You'll be the heir to nothing if the Anuk bring their armies over the border. Your gold will be gone. Your people dead.
They'll come. But I'm not stupid enough to incite them without insurance.
Moving away from the bed, Rhea poured a glass of wine and drained it.
The winter storms will be here in another few weeks, making raiding impossible. By the time it's safe again, tempers will have cooled and better judgments will have prevailed. Not that it will come in time to help you.
I'm not going to let you get away with this, Rhea, nor Sarek, he said. I'm going to make certain the other High Lords learn what he's done, and they're going to rip the crown from his head.
On your word?
She chuckled. With only a foreigner and a street rat to speak in your defense, because you allowed the only other witnesses to be murdered by the Anuk? No one will believe you, Killian, because you failed before. It's time that you accept that you are nothing more than a pawn being played by higher powers.
His hands balled into fists, the rage in his chest fueled by his fear that she was right.
A battle is coming, Killian, she said. Go serve your purpose and prepare our defenses.
Why should I? His voice was full of venom. With what you've done, better to allow the Anuk to cross the border and have their vengeance on you.
Except it won't be just me they have their vengeance on.
She took a sip of her wine. It will be all the people in Rotan. And we both know you will never let that happen.